I got to tell you something. One of the craziest stories in the last couple of weeks is the story about how the United States Fish and Wildlife Service, if I understand the story right, is going to go out and slaughter more than 3,000 birds. And the reason they're going to slaughter those birds is that those birds are killing other birds, but the other birds they're killing are considered protected. I'm talking about the barred owl, which is the killer, and the spotted owl, which is the killee. Actually, for the last few decades, the spotted owl has been everybody's victim. It's the victim of encroaching housing. It's the victim of logging. It's now the victim of its fellow owls. And to get a perspective on this, I thought I'd bring on Dr. Bob Zybak, who writes about it extensively. Doctor, good to have you back on the program.
Thank you, Lars. Good for having you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me this. Is there any difference, really, between a spotted owl and a barred owl? Let's just jump right into the thick of this, because in the piece that you wrote, and you can remind us where to find it on the web, you kind of suggested that there may not be a heck of a lot of difference between a barred owl and a spotted owl.
Well, there's more difference between a collie and a German shepherd than between a spotted owl and a barred owl.
So
a
why
barred
is...
owl is the most common owl in North America. It's called a hoot owl. It's the only brown-eyed eastern owl. And you said they were killing the spotted owls, but I don't think that's true.
Okay, let's get into that as well. That is the case, though, that the Fish and Wildlife Service is making, is that the barred owls are killing the spotted owls, hence we have to slaughter them.
Yep, it's a pretty bizarre case.
Is that not true? Are they not killing them?
No. They probably had barred owls. That's probably been the problem since day one. They've been here since the 70s at least. They're breeding with the spotted owls and producing viable young.
Do the young look like spotted owls or barred owls?
They call them sparred owls. I almost said it earlier.
Sparred owls?
They all look the same. In my article, I think I put, I use the analogy, which isn't always politically correct, that there's way more difference in vocalization, physiology, coloration, preferred habitat, diet, between a pygmy and a Swede. Way more difference than there are between these two types of hoot owls.
So what's the real agenda here, then?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? I don't want to be a conspiracy theorist, but they say the problem with incompetence is on the surface. It looks just like conspiracy.
that's a good way to put it.
I think those are our two options, really.
So let's go back to the Gen X question. How is it then, and you was there a point where science didn't even differentiate between the hoot owl and the spotted owl?
You know, they probably did, but I don't think science really weighed in on it, and it wasn't necessarily a scientific question. It just started in the early 70s when Eric Forsman climbed a tree and found a spotted owl nest and took a souvenir and raised it at home for 30 years and made a career studying those animals.
Was that even legal at the time?
He says it was a rescue operation, but when you look at the statistics for finding your very first nest ever and having to rescue a bird and never rescuing another one again for 30 years.
Well, this is one of the reasons
Who's he rescuing it from? Its habitat or what?
Well, from Mother Nature. And this is the part that's bothered me the most about this, is that this appears to be Mother Nature taking its course, which the opponents of logging and the opponents of, cutting old growth and everything else, they say they want nature to take its course. They'd rather have trees burned down than to have human beings cut them down and replant them. So I guess I figured they'd follow the same path. If barred owls are killing spotted owls, if there is a difference, they would just say, well, that's Mother Nature taking its course. A superior owl and an inferior owl. But you're saying there isn't even necessarily true evidentiary backup that the barred owls are killing the spotted owls. What are they using as their evidence that this is happening?
I think there's one case, and I really haven't looked at the literature lately, but there's one case. They started this program in 2007. It's been going on for 6 years. And there's one instance of one person who reported seeing a barred owl eating a dead spotted owl. Now, if that's an accurate observation, that's not the same as killing it. There's lots of animals that roadkill and stuff.
But they are.
We had cannibals.
And they are carrion eaters, right? I mean, just like a lot of birds are. They'll eat dead stuff, whether
I'm
they killed
so sure
or not.
About that, they pretty much go after mice and squirrels,
okay,
and stuff like that.
All right. So if they don't have any real proof, then you're suggesting that maybe just these two slightly different kinds of owls are breeding and then producing owls where you can't tell whether they're spotted or barred, so they're a little hafty-fifty.
Yep, and it's a hybrid, and that's a normal part of the evolutionary process, and it's way less significant than, say, when people came from Europe and Africa and colonized North America and began taking over the range of Native Americans. I mean, the whole process of diseases and the barbarities, you know, murders and breeding, especially, pretty much assimilates one population into another. The main difference it looks like here is we're looking at variations, like a red rose and a yellow rose are still both a rose, or a dachshund and a German shepherd are still both dogs. Pygmy and a Swede are still people. These look like they're both still hoot owls.
All right. So, but the significance of all this is that the existence of the spotted owl and you know, claims that they're being protected by the government has led to effectively a ban on most logging on federal lands that even continues today, where just as recently as last week, it was either the BLM or the Forest Service said, we've been ordered to do this much logging. We're not going to do it because we're, you know, we're concerned about whether or not, you know, we're going to get sued, whether or not it'll be stopped in court, whether or not we're doing it the right way or we've studied it enough. So it's devastated the economies of Oregon and Washington for the benefit of a bird that appears not to be benefiting from it because they're being killed by their fellow birds.
Well, the population is declining. The other thing the judge ruled, one, he said they've got to obey the law of 1937. It's never been repealed, the ONC Act. And that shouldn't have taken 20 years of fighting in court to figure out, and it will be appealed. The other thing he ruled was that the models they were using to simulate owl populations and locations were ridiculous, were deeply flawed, and couldn't be used anymore. So that turns it back into a science question. And the science question is there a correlation between habitat, and especially as a wildlife biologist might define that habitat, and populations of select species? And all indications are no. Otherwise, we'd have 500,000 more people in Detroit.
So how does this get resolved, and are there any real scientists working on this to figure out whether or not we were wrong all along, or the Forest Service was wrong all along, and the Congress and the courts and everyone else, to ban all this logging?
Well, it's only a very few people that did it. The Gang of Four, and then we had FEMAT. You probably remember all that stuff.
Yep.
There's a really small group of people in a closed room, shredding their documents every day, deciding how foresters should actually manage the forest. And the plan, there's many people, myself included, who just said, well, you know, this is ridiculous. It can't work. It's going against nature. And it's been 20 years now. It hasn't worked. We've got rotting trees everywhere. We've got bankrupt counties. We're going bankrupt counties. We've got thousands of families that have been devastated, an entire infrastructure. It's failed. So I can't see a point in even going one more step forward.
You know, it's funny, I get emails like this from Gary while we're talking about this. The bottom line is the majority of Oregonians don't want our public lands clear-cut. I don't know where he gets that, but he says whether it's an owl or something else. I was in Tillamook for the 4th and saw many loaded log trucks on Highway 6. There's a lot of logging going on. What he may not understand is that Tillamook is located in the middle of a state forest, which is under a different government, and that there are also private forest lands that are being logged right now, but that there's very little logging going on in federal forest lands. Does that match your information, Doc?
Well, yeah, the federal lands are pretty well shut down. In the forest industry or the industrial lands, they're owned by the big international corps who got really hurt in this, or the local mom-and-pop logging and sawmill families, reforestation families that were effectively put out of work that don't have millions of acres of their own land base.
Hey, Doc, do you mind sticking around and taking a few phone calls from folks? Because I imagine we're going to get a few people asking questions. But I just thought it was well worth making the point that scientifically, if there is very little difference, and if these two species crossbreed, then and if they can't prove that one kind of owl is killing the other kind of owl, then why would they go out and slaughter a bunch of owls, and why would they continue to shut the forest down? Dr. Bob Zyback is with me. We'll get your phone calls and your emails right here at 866-HEY-LARS. That's 866-439-5277. Emails go to talk at LarsLarson.com. Welcome back to the Lars Larson Show. It's 9 minutes before the hour. Well, my producer, my board op, Dr. Zyback, did his best to find an owl song. And I told him he should have played Who Are You? I'm glad to have you on board. Do you mind taking some calls from folks who've called in about this?
Not at all.
All right. Dr. Bob Zyback is with me. The U.S. Federal Fish and Wildlife Service plans to go out and kill 3,600 barred owls in a four-county area in Oregon to try to save the spotted owls that the Fish and Wildlife Service says are being killed by the barred owls. Charles is on the line in Portland. Charles, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lars. Who Are You would have been a much better song.
But, no doubt.
I wanted to point out something here. I believe you've been corrected by your guest two or three times here that the barred owls are not killing the spotted owl.
Well, I'll tell you what. Before the doctor comments, let me tell you this. The Fish and Wildlife Service says the spotted owls are being killed by the barred owls. So I'm just saying what they're saying. I wanted the doctor on because he's made the point that there is no evidence that the spotted owl is being killed by the barred owl, with the exception of that one instance of one report, which is a pretty anecdotal case. But as far as being corrected, it's the federal government of the United States of America that's saying spotted owls are being killed by barred owls. So I'm kind of stuck with that fact. I had him on specifically to talk about the fact that that may not be the case and there isn't any evidence that it's the case.
Well, let me, if I can, I'm asking.
Well, do it quickly. Don't beat around the bush. Do it quickly so we can get back to the doc.
My understanding is that the barred owls are squeezing the spotted owls out of the territory, that they're an invasive species that's breeding better in that habitat. They're not killing them, but they're eating all the food and taking all the nesting spaces, so the spotted owls are gone. And
Doc, didn't you tell me that it's the barred owl is breeding with the spotted owl? They're not pushing them out. They're having babies with them.
Viable babies.
Viable babies.
Yep.
And how then do you tell the difference between the barred owl that is coming in and the spotted owl that is breeding with it? You say there's no difference, but yet they're crossbreeding.
Yep. It's pretty odd, isn't it? The most common owl in North America is the hoot owl, which is the barred owl. But the whole idea of trying to do selective breeding with wild animal populations at the expense of billions of dollars and tens of thousands of families, it doesn't add up. It's crazy.
So there is a slight visual difference between the barred owl and the spotted owl, and you can tell those apart. But when they breed together, you said they produce what they're jokingly calling sparred owls, spotted barred owls, right?
Yep.
And they have characteristics of both.
They look about the same as both. If we take a couple different races of people and breed them, there will be way more differences than between the offspring of those two owls.
Charles, does that make sense?
Well, yes, no. And one thing, like you mentioned, habitat, that we'd have, you know, twice as many people in Detroit. But habitat is more than just physical space. It's all the things that you need to live. The reason there aren't as many people in Detroit is that the economic opportunity, i.e. food,
jobs,
gone from that area.
Doc, is there any shortage of food for owls in the Northwest?
Well, there's a lot more in clear cuts. One of your people said that it was spotted owls or clear cuts, which is kind of silly, but they're eating rodents. Rodents grow in clear cuts, openings, also in old growth.
And not in the deep, dark forest as much, right?
Right.
So, Charles, that makes sense. When you stop logging for 25 or 30 years and you have forests that don't get cut down and replanted, which makes clear cuts and open areas and meadows, you have fewer rats out there for the owls to eat.
Yeah, that certainly makes sense. I mean, as you change the ecosystem, your animals that depend on it are going to change.
Well, but they're changing it by not cutting it down and not letting it burn down, which are really the two options for a forest when it gets old. Am I wrong, Doc?
Well, he said ecosystem and change, and it doesn't matter if it's a Columbus Day storm or clear cutting or a Safeway parking lot. It's always changing. So the dynamics are always changing. So the habitat is always changing. So these populations are always changing. And it's significant that 99% of the populations that have been dependent on habitat through time are extinct way before carbon dioxide or clear cutting.
What do you say, Charles? I give you the last word.
I tell you what, I disagree with about everything you say, but I enjoy the show, Lawrence.
Well, thank you. And that's what it's all about. Hey, Doctor, it's a pleasure to have you on. Where can people find what you write on the web?
I think the best thing is www.orww.org, the nonprofit I work with. And the article is found in Christy Rain's magazine, which is on your Facebook page and has got a subscription to Oregon Fish and Wildlife Journal.
And boy, did we get a lot of comments both directions on that. Doc, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Dr. Bob Zybeck with us. We've got all kinds of things to talk about today. We've got spotted owls. We've got lesbians in taxi cabs. We've got this. If you pick up a couple and you put them in the back of your cab and they start misbehaving, by your definition or theirs, are you free to tell them to get out? Or only if they're straight? You got the Lars Show.